This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And we're going to get going with the president's speech about the National Security Agency this afternoon. There will be some changes, the president said, to the way the NSA can use all that telephone data it has, and eventually changes to where the data is stored. There is obviously much more to come in that story, what Congress and the courts want to do about it, for example. But data and its uses aren't the sole purview of the federal government, you know. Investigators now say the data breach at Target could get a whole lot bigger. They think, apparently, it's part of a huge and sophisticated international attack against a broad swath of retailers, which kind of leaves the data supplying public between a rock and a hard place. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
So what's worse? The government sifting through your data like a character from some Orwellian nightmare? Or a data thief getting a hold of your credit card number?
The criminals are a bigger and more immediate threat.
Stephen Cobb is a security researcher at ESET North America. He says data breaches make us vulnerable to identity theft, which can destroy people's credit and take years to sort out.
One of the big drivers of our economy is improved use of electronic communications. And if people are spooked into not using that, that has an impact on the economy.
Others are more worried about the government collecting our data. Barrett Lyon is the CEO of Defense.net.
I want to be able to shop and not worry about losing my credit card's information. But I also want to be able to chat with my wife online and not worry about somebody deciding to use that against me in the future.
It's not the data the government is collecting that worries Aram Sinright, author of The Piracy Crusade. It's the data about the data.
The NSA is able to infer things like what your sexual orientation is, what your religion is, what your income is, simply by looking at what's known as the metadata, the information about the information that you transact. We cannot trust anybody to hold that kind of power without misusing it at some point.
Sinright says Target and the NSA are two sides of the same coin. Our data is being collected and used in ways we can't control. And that can mean an evil government trying to crush you, or just some guy trying to charge a steak dinner to your Amex card. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.